Second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to directly, fastest way, to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you're all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Great stories and videos and all that about animals there. And hey, we are really just getting rolling here on this week's edition of Animal World. We started a phone call with Jen in the last hour. We're going to pick up with that. But I just want to follow up shortly with we were talking about the Pope, what went on last night, our time. And it was, in fact, the inaugural mass. Or installation mass. And it was a big, huge deal, you know, because all the Vatican and the whole area around full of, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people and all world dignitaries and everything. It was a really big deal. And I just was curious, Nathan, because you're Catholic and you're a practicing Catholic, I would say, because you're, you know.
I go to church each week.
You're very religious and then attending church and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so I'm wondering, when there's this happens and, you know, Pope passes on, you know, a new Pope is chosen in the conclave and all this stuff, do you as a church, do you do anything specific about that? Do you celebrate a new pope? Do you honor what's going on? I mean, is there anything official that goes on at your church related to this?
We had a little bit of a celebration at our mass. It wasn't too, like, you know, much of a celebration. We just had, you know, the picture of the new pope was in front on the altar and stuff like that.
Okay.
And we're honoring that. And, of course, the priest's homily was reflected, or the sermon was about the new pope going into his position, and just talking about what's moving forward. And it's not too big of a celebration, but it's definitely incorporated into the
Mass.
Okay,
so definitely incorporated. And you had a picture of the new pope,
yep.
Pope Leo. All right, so that's cool. All right. I just, not being a Catholic, and I just was curious. I think that's neat.
And that's kind of why I struggled to think of the name of when they put into the new pope. Because with our priests, when we had our change around, we had what's called a pastor installation service. So I was thinking for maybe the pope, maybe it had some, like, really, you know, formal Latin term. But nope, it's pretty much the same, you know, the installation mass for the pope as well. So
right.
It's all under the same name.
Yep. Yeah, but all that big celebration was, I couldn't watch it all because it was going on our time. It was the middle of the night. You know, it's daytime at the Vatican.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, with the difference in time. But it was, it's really a big deal. And I don't know. I don't know if you're happy with the choice for the Pope and all of that, but I don't know. You know, I didn't know who's, I just, I'm not a Catholic, but I really like his energy. I don't know what kind of a feeling, Natasha, you get about Pope Leo, but I like his energy. And he feels like that he's going to be a good Pope. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to you, Natasha?
I feel like that he has some integrity of being, you know, that he has to be like almost like a peg in a statement, and he may not always be in alignment with everybody, but he's I get that he's going to try to be that peg that says this matters.
All right, well, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
All righty. What was that?
I don't know. He's already calling out. He's already calling out certain people of the world. So,
yep,
yeah.
As they should be, and there should be more of that, frankly. Anyway,
yeah,
let's not
get
Martha started.
Yeah,
if I climb up on my soapbox,
wet.
You know, I could go on for the rest of the show and days. Anyway, so we're not going to go there. let's get back to the animal
sending
world.
Sending love around the world.
Yep, that's what we're doing. Okay, so let's head back down to SeaTac and welcome back Jen. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hello. That was
so you're still with us?
Thanks for the love train.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. And so tell us what I think we're focusing on. Queenie, is that your 15-year-old tortoiseshell kitty?
Yeah, and I think I'll continue to work with Nels and maybe also Natasha, you know, offline. But I guess
right.
I just wanted to kind of call in and give you guys a summary. I think the thing that I would like to know from Natasha, and Martha, you're also very intuitive. I would like to know how I determine when they're getting to that age, if you know what I mean.
Time to help them leave? Is that what
yes.
you mean? Okay.
She's going to do it on her own. She's going to do it on her own.
Meaning that Queenie...
She's going to be her torty self. She's going to be her torty self. And
yeah.
you'll
when
find
it's her time
she'll...
to go, she will pass like peacefully at home with Jen and the family, that Jen that the family will not have to help her leave. Is that what you're saying?
Your son will know. Like my torty said, I want to pass away on the dog bed on the back porch. That's basically what I heard from her. And so I get that, and cause I'm seeing my torty, and so I'm guessing that my torty is talking to me about your torty.
That's so cute.
We're having a torty party.
A torty party.
A total tortitude.
A tortitude. I love
that. It was
that.
A great show last night on Jackson. One of the shows was one of the most challenging cases I've seen him do, and it was a torty.
Uh-huh. 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 So she's going to be her tortie self and just say, it's my time. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it over here. So you may just find that she just starts getting a little bit more lethargic, a little bit more, and you'll notice it over probably, I'm hearing, a week, that she'll just start negotiating things. She's kind of getting that spark back again. And Nell's part of, I'm getting part of that fear and flight that she had was the next stage of her life. You know, she was in fear and flight of that next stage of her life, of letting go of the family, moving on to the next world. You know, a lot of that transition that she was getting, because she held you guys, she held the energy of the last 2 years for you. And now you're embarking on a new stage of your life, and she can't go forward with you guys anymore. She can't. She held you. She helped you hold the breath of the house. Now it's time for the house to breathe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess
And
the reason I look to you guys, go ahead, sorry.
no. I go ahead.
The reason I look to you guys for guidance is because I do have so many animals that are so, you know, a huge part of family and we love so much. But sometimes it gets hard for me to listen to my instincts on like which cat might be feeling this because there are other, you know, her brother is also near 15.
Yes, I was going to say you're going to have a few that might, and I hate, it
It's
might be a
okay. It's
moment
okay. I feel it too.
of transition in your home because of the fact that you have had some wonderful gifted beings holding love and space for you during these transition times. And there's something about the 2 to 3 years after somebody passes that we start getting into, I want to call it more of a walkable grief. You know, we get to where it's like, okay, I can kind of do my day. I can kind of do this. I can kind of, you know, we get into that moment where we can start breathing just as slightly as we want, as we can, right? So we're getting into that. I can negotiate my days just a little bit. There's a little bit more joy coming into my life. There's a little bit, there's just this transition that just starts happening that grief doesn't necessarily get different. It just gets, we get used to it. We get kind of in the moment where it's like, okay, right? So it doesn't feel so overwhelming as it did before, because we're used to wearing it. We're used to wearing it. And so that's when usually we have this other kind of transition, is about that 2 to 3 years after, where, like for me, that's when I came out as an intuitive. That's where, you know, it's like it's that next stage of our evolution of coming into our fruition. And right now you're in this, like I was saying earlier, this crescendo of change that's happening in our world right now. And your pets are saying that, you know, the transition is going to be here through this next year.
Okay. And so
Okay. My
I
love
might
is with
have
you, by
that
the
problem.
way.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It was a very good reading. And I learned early on in knowing Martha about the conversation that I have with each of my animals about when you do need to die, I hope that you die at home so that I can help you
Yeah,
and
and
not
that's what
you.
I was gonna, Jen, I was gonna chime in once, you know, Natasha, you know,
Thank
shared
you.
all of that. But I've got three things that I need to remember to tell you about. First thing is I don't want to let it go. You said something in our beginning of the call, you said something about the cat not eating well or something. Is that Queenie that's not eating so well?
She's the worst of them that there is.
And what kind of food are you feeding her? Dry food, canned food?
Well, we were feeding dry food for like 13, 14 years, and then that's when she kind of went on a hunger strike, because the outdoor roaming cats get canned food in addition to their
Right.
dry food. So she kind of figured that out, and she's like, well, if you're not going to give me the same stuff, I'm just not going to eat. So the house cats have transitioned
Animals are waking
towards
up.
food. Yeah.
So I was wondering if you were feeding some canned food, but you are, right? All right. Well, the reason I wanted to mention this is because it was on Jackson, one of Jackson's shows last night. And it was a real old cat. in kidney failure and stuff. And the cat was dehydrated, wasn't eating well and all of that. And he was there dealing with other things, but he really addressed that. One thing that I hadn't heard, done, you know, and I wasn't really aware of and hadn't recommended before, but was solve the problem. The cat was on prescription diet, you know, canned food, and cats traditionally don't like that, and you know, and they had another cat. Anyway, he said, well, take a canned food. He said, put some warm or hot water in it and mix it up and make it a liquidy or stew.
Cool.
And that will bring up the aroma and trigger their appetite more. Well, it worked
wonderful.
A charm. Okay. Anyway, wonderful. So because I saw that last night, I wanted to mention that to you.
Yep.
And that it might help. Okay.
I've now, been using a spray bottle, but I think, like you said, maybe warm water and really like.
Yeah. What Jackson said was warm, you know, put warm water in there and mix it up into more like a stew, because that brings up the aroma and we'll get them to eat with it. But anyway, it worked really good. So I'm passing it
on. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
Second thing is I think you're right on, and it would be good to be doing sessions here or there with Nils. You know, Dr. Nils, which you can do the second Sunday of any month. I mean, you weren't with us last week, but, you know, it'll be the second Sunday of June would be next opportunity for freebies, or you can work with him. But when it comes to our animal friends and them passing, you know, dropping their physical bodies and moving to the other side, the neuroenergetic balancing that Dr. Nils does is phenomenally helpful. And
nice.
Because,
perfect.
You know, he doesn't treat or diagnose, he just does what the animal's body tells him it needs. He's not directing anything. But I've now seen for years and years and years with these older models, when Nils works on them, if they still want to be here, there's that spark is there, it'll bring it out and they'll rally and they'll do good for a while again. Or if it's truly time for them to transition, his work makes it easier and more peaceful. So that's
wonderful.
Definitely
Thank
something you.
You
would want involved here and there. And then the third thing I wanted to say is, yeah, you know, we've talked about how to talk to your animal friends. So I think it would be really important at this point to, you know, for you and your son to sit down with Queenie. And, you know, you just talk. This is for the benefit of everyone else, because I know, Jen, you know how to do it. But you talk to her out loud and you imagine it in your mind. And then she gets the pictures in your mind and feels what you're feeling. So have a little talk with her and tell her how much you love her. And, you know, what a great life you've all had and all of that. And that you understand her body's getting old and tired and all of that. And that you know, then you tell her you talk to Aunt Natasha. And Natasha helped you see that she can't stay with you for all the new things coming up. It's getting time for her to move on, and you need to let her know we'll be okay. We'll support each other, and you don't have to leave forever if you don't want to. Okay, and explain to her that. See, and then I always tell my animals, none of this going off and passing by yourself. The one gift I want you to let me be with you when you make your transition. Because that's what I need. So I always have that talk with my animals, because often they'll try to spare their humans' feelings. And that's when, you know, they'll go off and disappear to pass or something. Like, you know, a dog will leave the pack and go off to, you know, to die. They'll do something like that unless you let them know that it's important that you want them to let you be with them. And so my animals always wait for me so that I can help them with the transition. You know, but you can talk about that. But then you imagine when you're talking about death with an animal, the way I do, you imagine their physical body there, and then kind of a lighter sort of misty soul vibration lifting out of the body, and then the angels picking them up and flying them to the other side. So you can imagine
wonderful.
That image. When you're ready to go, we'll support you in that, and you fly off with the angels, and then you get to do a little bit of work. And then you can come right back and watch over us. You can hang around here if you want to. You can come back in another cat body or dog body or what, you know, and come back. But let her know that she gets to decide what she wants to do, and that when it's her time, it's okay for her to leave, because you guys will be all right. side, and you will help her do that. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. So I think all of those things should, and it sounds like you've got what her brother, but he must be a little stronger, Natasha. Do you think that the brother will hang around longer than Queenie?
Yeah, you've got, there's going to be what I'm foreseeing right this second, and you know how that can change, my dear.
So we should tell everybody, you're reading the energy
of the
as
now.
It is right now. But it
yes,
could
right.
change in 5 minutes or tomorrow or the next day, depending on what the
on
humans
the
do.
Interactions. Because time is changing. We just went through a huge time shift this last week. It was a huge time shift. And it was an interesting dimensional walk. I don't know if you and your son felt that, but it was huge last week.
Yeah.
Some people felt it in their bodies by feeling achy or headachy, or just there's a lot of like, I'm feeling like I'm sick, but I'm not sick. And there was just a lot of wonkiness out there last week. And so, what I'm getting is that this is going to happen. You know, you'll have this time through the beginning of summer, but some things are going to be changing up in your life overall. You're going to have some things that are going to be changing up. So now is the time for you to get your feet underneath you. Now is your time for you to, for a lot of us, this is the energy I'm getting right now for a lot of us, is get our feet underneath us. Like if we want to clean out the house a little bit, clean out the house now for the time that's coming in, because we want to bring in new coming in towards the, towards like August, September, October. And then I'm getting, there's going to be another shift for you around the holidays, my dear.
Okay.
But these are good shifts for you. They just might have some endings with new beginnings. It's at 9/11. Like if you start seeing 9/11, 9 is about endings and 11 is about the magical new beginning. So if you start seeing 9/11, just remember that that's endings with magical new beginnings. And that's what I'm getting is that you'll notice that even though you're missing your loved ones again, because as grief happens, it layers on. So you may grieve more for an animal and you're wondering, why am I grieving for this animal? But it's actually you're grieving that layer of your you
ooh,
know, the people who have passed before. You know,
I'm getting something, you guys.
So,
and I think it's your husband, Jen. You feeling him, Natasha?
Yeah, there,
because
yeah.
what I'm getting from him right now is it's not the angels that are gonna help her. It's him. He is gonna take
Well, you're going to have help, my dear, and you're going to have help.
That's so cool.
You're not alone in this story. You're not alone in this story. You'll have, even though she said the angels, you're going to have him. He hasn't left you guys.
Right, right.
You know, he
and
hasn't
that's what
left
he's
you guys.
Know.
He's like my dad. My dad's a guide. He's a guide now because he's lighter, right?
Yeah. Whew. Yes, absolutely.
And you know that, my dear, you know that. That's probably why I think, you know. So during these transitions, remember, there's going to be endings with magical new beginnings. So if you can, remembering this is the end of a cycle, ready for the new cycle to begin for you. Okay? So you have these abilities to things. So if you can help with that perception, honor the grief, honor the moment, honor what's happening. Yet at the same time, please remember that it's almost like, you know how spring comes in? That's what I'm getting. Even though it might be wintertime, it's spring coming in for you.
Yeah.
There's that feeling of energy. What's that?
Yeah, like deep thought, like letting the thaw go and let things flourish.
Exactly. Even though you have grief, honor those moments. Cry when you need to. Feel that, you know, because at the end of a cycle, I know when my tortie left. Oh, those torties, they are magical. oh, boy, they're magical. That, you know, it's like they're very strong beings because they hold us through certain times in our life. If you notice what she and him, you know, held you through the last 15 years of her life, right?
Well, for sure.
So she represents a cycle, an era, and a moment, the end of a book, the end of a chapter, the end of a thing, that so that she can say, I got to let you go because I'm holding you back. I'm holding you back.
Right.
Yeah, and I would just adjust a little bit when you talk to her and let her know that when you're ready to make your transition, go with Dad. He's gonna take you. Dad's gonna
That's
help you
awesome.
Get to the other side, and then let him know. If we're not getting it, tap us. Let us know. Whatever. But you've got lots of help on the spiritual side and all of that. And it sounds like you're pretty in tune with what's going on, and that you have the components in place. And you might be able to use that warm water and mixing up the food a little bit, make it a little stool. Take a Jackson tip to help her eat a little better. And then Nell's work will just either help her stay and feel better if she still wants to, or it'll make it easier for her to transition. But I, you don't need to spend gazillions of dollars. Cause what would you do? You're not going to try to do something to save her. I mean, you want her to help her make her transition when she's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comfortable and peaceful. And you're doing all of that. And of course you can call me or Natasha off the air anytime.
I'm going to call all of you, the whole team.
Is your son struggling with feeling not protected from the energies?
He's definitely struggling with something, so I haven't been able to.
Maybe that's
it.
And she should ask him.
Yeah,
Natasha?
He needs to look at some protection, for himself.
Okay, because we're way over schedule, and I'm surprised that we haven't heard stomping around the studio. But that's going to happen any minute if we don't get cracking here and get to advertisers. But anyway, maybe check on her son and let you know if he need, because maybe you need to talk off the air about.
Yeah, he needs and actually you're home, but you're looking at needing to. And I don't want to use the word need, but I'm getting called to inform you that that there's something about adding on a layer of protection.
Okay.
And it could be love. I use tough love. I use love. So it could be it's a gentle understanding.
All righty.
Wonderful. I'll be following up with all of you. Thank you so much.
Good to catch up with you, Jen.
You are so amazing. I want to give you a big hug and a big, whew, you're doing it, girl. You're doing it.
Yeah, you've been through a lot, Jen.
Thank you.
Same thing for me.
Getting chills, my dear. Getting chills. I love you.
All right. God bless.
I love you guys,
bye-bye.
Too. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All righty, we're going to take care of advertisers, and phone lines are open, 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here with on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Great classes and events going on through the rest of the spring and the summer, and you can check it all out at anandawashington.org. You can even stream Sunday service if you like, which is what I do. And you can do it on Facebook or from the Ananda website. And you can check all the events and classes on the website. So it's Ananda Washington or anandawa.org, and you'll find everything there. Of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available to assist you, and man, she can help with all kinds of stuff. The acutonics, her light chiropractic, and the sound healing and vibrational energy work is absolutely outstanding. If you have problems with headache, fatigue, structural discomfort, sleep issues, digestive issues, PMS or menopause stuff, sinus issues, stress and anxiety, all of that she can help you with, and she can work with you in person or remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And, of course, you know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes, and I've perfected a way to come in and teach you everything you need to know to live with your dog successfully and get all the problems under control all at one time. And so if you want problem solved with your dogs really quickly and get everything you need to know, I'm your gal, and I always do a free no obligation telephone evaluation. So I want you to write my number down and please pass it on to anyone you know, yourselves or anyone else you know that has problems with their dogs, and tell them I'll talk to them for free. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then. Gosh. We have open phone lines and nobody to talk to. So if you've got questions for me or Natasha or both of us, we'd love to help you. And local number, 425-373-5527. It's 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-5569. And you can email us to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. And I'm thinking, Nathan, while we've got a moment here, it seems like phones are quiet, but you were stomping around last Sunday because we had David filling in for you last week. And
yeah, last week you were bop, bop, bobbing around with the Red Robin, and last week I was stomp, stomp, stomping around as Bigfoot.
Yeah, so and you got to stay and see the game, and boy, we sent you as much good energy in the mirror as possible and tried to turn that losing streak around. And you know, they'd come off such a great streak of winning series. What did they win, 9 series in a row?
I mean, 9 series in a row, they're going into their 10th
for like the Mariners, but then they tanked last week, and Nathan got to stay for the game, but it wasn't a great game.
Yeah, at that point, when I was at the game, the Mariners had already lost that series because they played two against the Blue Jays prior to that, and it was a three-game series. Lost both of those games, and then, of course, lost the game on Sunday, so they got swept by the Blue Jays, unfortunately. And I know we talked about Bigfoot, you know, bringing the good vibes to the Mariners,
right,
and stuff like that, but here's the thing. Bigfoot was not at attendance at the game. I was in attendance.
Oh, you sent Bigfoot home too early.
Yeah, we sent Bigfoot home too early, and I took over, and they'd already my superstitions for baseball things with my jersey. You know, I'd always been wearing the same jersey, and Mariners lost pretty big, so I figured it was time to put the jersey into the washing machine and give it a good wash, because apparently maybe that jersey is not bringing some good superstition
to the
Mariners.
Well, okay, so you washed your jersey, and then didn't they start turning things around?
Yeah, we started winning
week?
Again. We beat the
There's
San Diego Padres.
All right, so wash, do your laundry, folks. Wash the jersey, and that changed the energy.
Yep.
And so the Mariners are back at doing okay now? Is that right?
Yeah, we took one of the three games against the Yankees, who are a tough ball club to go up against always, no matter where you're playing. And then San Diego Padres, we're playing against them. They're one of the top teams in the National League. Well, we've beat them two out of three games so far, so we've taken the series in what they're calling the Vetter Cup, because it's a rivalry weekend across baseball. All the teams are basically playing against their major rivals. So we're hoping that we can complete the sweep tonight. And first pitch is at 1:10. So we'll see how that goes.
So you can, Mariners are this afternoon. So you can root. All right. Well, thanks for catching us up on all of that. Any Bigfoot news? Because you're doing your Bigfoot and Miller Lite. And you got any big plans for Bigfoot coming up that we should know about?
One of them I'm just trying to keep a little secret, but I'll just go ahead and say it. I'll be going out to Tennessee this week to be with my family. And my first stop is going to be Cincinnati with my brother and his wife and, of course, their kids. And from there, we're going to drive on down to Tennessee. But for the housewarming and surprising
the
nieces.
You're going to go visit family. That's cool, because mm-hmm. your folks, and you'll get to see Abby.
I will.
You'll have to
she will
hi
be
to
there
Abby for us. All right. So you're going to go first to Cincinnati, and that's where your brother and his family live, and your nieces.
Yep, they are in Cincinnati, just south in the other side in Kentucky.
Okay, and then your folks just moved to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Knoxville area.
So you said you're going to your brother's first, and then you guys are going to drive to your parents? So how far away are your parents from where your brothers live?
That's about a four-hour drive if you're budgeting everything.
Okay, so like a little bit farther from, a little bit longer than Seattle to Portland.
A little bit longer. Seattle to Portland is about 2.5 or something like
Seattle
that.
But Seattle to Spokane's more like 5 hours, isn't it? So
yeah,
that's a little longer. It gives me an idea.
Yeah, we can easily make it, you know, leave in the morning and be there by the afternoon, no problem.
Okay.
And easier with flight schedules and like when flights leave Seattle and arrive in Nashville. Because if I was going to fly to my parents, there's no nonstop flights to Knoxville. I'd have to go to like Nashville or some other hub and then take another flight to Knoxville.
Okay. And so when is this trip? When are you taking off?
I'll be taking off about 24 hours from now, actually.
And then so you're gone during the week when you're coming. So you're
and then I'll be coming back
today
on Thursday.
All right. So Nathan, what a good job. He schedules his traveling around Animal World.
And more to come. I just need to take a quick call real quick.
Well, and how about we take care of advertisers?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
While you're doing that? All right, so we'll take care of advertisers. Nathan's going to handle the phone. Stay right where you are, everybody. Martha and Natasha are here, and we'll talk to you after we take care of advertisers. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune in to our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down hour number two of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And now we heard again from our new pro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And you can check them all out at newprosupplements.com and check out the dog supplements. Absolutely phenomenal. It's a powder. You put it in the food. I know we got a call about a picky eating dog coming up here, it looks like. And the NuPro supplement, that's one of the things that, aside from all the things it does, besides, you know, great skin and hair coat and keeping the hair on the dog instead of all over your house, it works. That's like kind of a gravy, and it makes the food really attractive. So sometimes that can be very helpful for dogs that are picky, is adding the NuPro supplement. But anyway, check them out. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he's our neuroenergetic balancing Rasmussen reset to reset the nervous systems of our animal friends, and the phenomenal healing work that he does. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, and he does a free telephone evaluation if you'd like to talk to him about helping your animals or yourself. And you just fill out the contact link on the website and tell him you want to talk. He'll arrange a phone call. And if you want to work with him off the air, he's always free on the air the second Sunday of every month. If you want to work with him off the air, you join his private membership group. It only costs $10 for a lifetime. And then you get to join the free Zoom classes and learn how to do the reset yourself and all that sort of thing. So check him out. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot us an email at AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. Alrighty then. So we are going to quickly get to our phone caller. We're headed to West Seattle. And John, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Natasha.
Hello.
Hi, John. How can we help you?
A friend of mine has a dog. I mean, named Thea, and she's a 3-year-old Great Pyrenees who's very picky about eating. And I read online there was some other Pyrenees owner that talked about they had a Pyrenees that would eat every other day, and that they finally just came to grips with it and went allowed the dog to exist that way. Whereas my friend Melissa is more, you know, concerned about the health of the dog and not getting skin and bone, so she wants to have Thea eat every day. And sometimes Thea doesn't want to eat.
Well, let's see. I have lots to say on that subject, but I'd be on a more practical, logical level. And I'm interested, because it looks like Natasha's looking at the energy. I'd be interested to see what Natasha's picking up energetically before I comment. So, Natasha, are you getting anything about Thea?
What kind of kibble? Do you know what kind of kibble she's eating?
She's tried all kinds of kibble. She went to All the Best, or Mud Bay, rather. I'm sorry.
Mud Bay, okay.
And then she got this raw kibble, and both. She has two Pyrenees, but both of them like it. And so she changes it up all the time, trying to find one that's satisfying. And it may work for a few months or a year.
Yeah. The Pyrenees, though, the Pyrenees, you know, if you look at the heart of what a Pyrenees is, they are about protection. And survival is kind of the second nature to them. And so it's like, and they'll just scrounge whatever is around. You know, they're just used to being able to just get what life gives them.
Right. And living with the herd.
They're living with the herd. They're about that. And so, you know, and that's the thing is animals are really coming back to who they are, just like we are. You know, they're coming back to who they are. And we have to really look at...
Speaking of that, I saw a wonderful story on Facebook this week, you guys. And it was about during the fires, I think, in California somewhere. And it was a big whitish dog. I don't think it was a Pyrenees, but it was a working farm dog that was in charge of the goats.
Okay.
And when the fires came through, they had to evacuate. And the dog would not leave the goats. And so they finally, it got so dangerous, they just had to bail and go and leave their, you know, anyway, Martha's crying again because it's a good news. So they evacuated and all of that. And then when they came back, the dog had saved the goats and kept them safe and they all survived. And it was like a miracle.
Wow.
So these dogs are incredible.
And that's the thing is that when a dog like a Pyrenees, now Pyrenees are very specific. You need, you know, they're not just like a golden retriever, you know, where, you know, the cliche dog, right? They're a very specific breed and they are specifically bred for certain things. And if an owner doesn't have that deep understanding, for lack of a better language, you know, that sometimes those large breeds, they go back to that primalness, and this is the basic language I'm using here. That and what I'm getting is that she just needs to feed them when they want to eat, feed them a little bit more, feed them that good kibble, but take out her expectations and allow the animal to so she'll probably notice that they'll want to eat more when they're like have a lot of activity, or there's a lot of activity in the house. They'll want to eat more because the energy is up and they'll need the energy. If things are more lethargic, more slower in the house, they may not want to eat as much because they know that they can't burn that energy in protection or their job that they usually would be doing. And it sounds good that she to shake it up, because those kinds of breeds are opportunist. So they'll eat whatever is there. So having something that's always the same isn't necessarily in their breeding either. But stay away from, there's something about, and my dog, she communicated about how the kibble out there was tasting burnt to her because of the way that it was made, the kibble part, the
right,
bags.
Right, like baked in a factory.
Yeah, and so we started feeding her. I started making her own food, Perfectly Imperfect. It's been an evolution. But I change it up for her because she is a black mouth curse. So she's used to hunting. Her breeding is for hunting. So she'll be getting different things and eating different berries and different things like that. So I've been shaking it up just a little bit to get her gut in the flow of what her sense is doing. So that's what I'm getting. You know, my dog is talking about her dog.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm sorry
well,
about
that.
That
gives us a good sense of what you're picking up. And now before we run out of time in the hour, John, I want to kind of give you the whole spiel on the surface, the practical, logical level. So kind of in following with what Natasha was saying, though, in other words, dogs are feast and famine models. Their digestive systems are not set up to be grazers and eat all the time.
Right.
So, you know, our wolves, they hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while. Hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while. And wolves will often go without eating for a day or more. And so it's not unusual for these, you know, intense working dogs and the type of energy that Natasha was describing for that to happen. I think the biggest concern here, John, is the owner. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And the bigger the deal she makes about this, the more she worries about it, mm-hmm. more she fusses mm-hmm. about it. And people that are concerned about their dogs eating, John, you know, their heart's in the right place, but they do all the wrong things because they change the food all the time. They start adding stuff. They start hand feeding. And all of that worry and nervousness and catering to the dog, it just makes them pickier and pickier and pickier, and they get worse. Okay?
Okay.
So we have to clean up her attitude, number one. They're not going to starve to death.
Right.
But also, number two, you can say, okay, it's really important for me. I want my dogs to eat. Well, when dogs get picky, owners start feeding more or adding stuff too. But that's not what you do. You do the opposite. So if she's feeding maybe breakfast and dinner, two meals a day, maybe these dogs are more like working dogs and more feast and famine models like the wolves, and they don't need two meals a day. They only need dinner.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people just feed straight dry food. And you got dogs that fit in two categories. You got the vacuum cleaners, and you put anything in front of them that's food, and they vacuum it up, and it's gone in a second, and that's why they invented slow feeder bowls. Okay? Then you've got the more discriminating palates, and dry food is usually not exciting enough to really get them interested. So often, if you really want them to gobble up the food, you have a base of dry food, but then you add some canned food or some freeze-dried that you add some water to, or some home cooking or some raw food. But you spiff it up, you doctor it a little bit, and mix in something good that makes it real attractive, so they want to eat it all up. Okay.
Okay.
No, but then when it comes to feeding, the attitude is, kids, this is what the chef is serving. You put it down, you give them 15, maybe 20 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes to eat it. And then when time's up, time's up. And if they eat, that's great. If they don't, that's great too. But you pick up the food, put it away, and no food till the next scheduled meal. You handle it that way. And then if you're going to change up foods, dogs are not intended to eat the same thing day in, day out, 365. Their sources of food vary, usually seasonally, depending on what's available. So that is my official recommendation, is that you have two or three different foods with different major ingredients, and you rotate them. But you don't mix the food or feed one food one day, one the next. You feed one recipe and ingredients for 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Then you switch to a different recipe for 2 to 3 months. And the idea is when you're on the second rotation, the major ingredients in the first rotation are out of the picture. And that's to give the immune system a break, and it helps keep the immune system healthy, and allergies develop after long-term exposure to the same thing. And the most common place for them to start is food allergies, and this will keep the dog, prevent the dog from developing allergies. So we gotta get the owner on board and realizing that she's probably more than half the problem. So we need a change of attitude and all the things we've talked about, and then stop catering to the dogs, but also know that even if she does all the things I'm saying and they eat great, once in a mile they might say, I'm skipping dinner. But that's not a reason to panic or get upset. And if it's only one day and they're back to normal the next day, you know, somehow you have to let that be okay, because sometimes that's just being a Pyrenees.
Right.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, very much so. I agree
all
with
right.
what you said.
Cool. Okay, yeah. So that's where I'd start. And then if there's still a problem, you can always have her contact us.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's doing a great job. I want her to know that she's a great mom. She's a great owner. She's doing a good job. Sometimes we forget what breed, because we just get used to being the dog name so-and-so, right? We get used to the name dog, da-da-da-da-da, you know, Peter, Joe, Mary, what? And we forget that they are a breed.
Right.
And we forget they're in dog suits. We treat them more like humans.
Exactly.
Which in some ways, they're not that much different. But the big difference is they're in a dog suit. And so you have to know how the dog is genetically coded, because, you know, it doesn't work unless you treat them in a way
that works
for them.
And there's some breeds that are more coded than others, and a Pyrenees is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And, okay.
Okay.
So
thank you
good,
for
John?
Calling for your friend.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep. Thanks, John. God bless. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are out of time here for the second hour. Let's see. In the third hour, we're going to have to get current events in. And we still have some chatting to do with Natasha, or I do. And we would love to have more of your phone calls. If you would like to get in line to talk to us in the third hour, pick up your phone. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And now it's getting time to fire up the love train one more time for this show. And that means you have to participate. You can't opt out of this one. Dancing is required, because this gets us up and moving and our energy and juices flowing, a little bit of energy for the day and going into the week. And dancing is required. But you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your head, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up, join the love train with us. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And while we're love training, we have opportunities during the song. We're going to send love all over the country, all over the world. It's really needed, and it is the strongest energy on the planet, the most powerful. So send that love and light all over the world. And especially here at home. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues, more with me and Natasha straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.